The House and Senate Ag Appropriations subcommittees have approved the fiscal year 2015 Ag Appropriations Bill. The bill provides a total of $21 billion for agriculture, rural development, FDA, and related agencies, and $100 million in disaster relief spending. Several Democratic members of the House subcommittee objected to the bill's provisions to establish a program to grant some school waivers from the school lunch and breakfast rules implemented under the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act and force USDA to allow potatoes to be purchased under the SNAP's WIC program. However, Representative Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut is the only member who voted against the bill and says she will offer a number of amendments at the full committee markup expected May 29th. But Ag Appropriations Chair Robert Adelholt says the school waivers are necessary for the economic stability of school cafeterias.
While along with my colleagues we're concerned about the national problems brought on by child obesity, I also believe we need to be sensitive to the challenges of local school districts. I continually hear from my schools in Alabama about the challenges and the costs they're facing and their desperation for flexibility and relief so that they can operate a program that serves healthy food that the kids will eat.
Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow is also concerned about the school waivers, saying it unwinds the landmark child nutrition law by undermining efforts to improve the health of school children. Stabenow is also strongly opposed to the effort in the bill to gut conservation and energy programs passed in the Farm Bill. As Stabenow says, these irresponsible cuts to some of the most important Farm Bill programs can't be allowed to happen, adding that when Congress passes laws with strong bipartisan majorities, like the Farm Bill, the appropriations bills must reflect the will of Congress and the letter and spirit of those laws. Of course, both bills still face debate in the full appropriations committees and eventually the House and Senate floors. So stay tuned and log on to our website at southeastagnet.com as we keep you up to date on its progress. Julie Mack Peek with Southeast Agnet.